You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Join us on Friday ahead of the usual action at Dundalk on Friday evening across Ireland's only all-weather surface. Sam Norris here with you on the podcast, and joining me on the line to take a look at the action is Andy Holding. How are you, Andy? You good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, yeah. Not bad at all, mate.
Yeah, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast there, usual Friday night stuff at Dundalk. Like the look of the card tonight?
Yes, definitely. Looks a card full of rich pickings, to be honest, other than the first race. Mind you, I thought Limerick was the same yesterday. Still picking himself off the floor. That Bobby Jean managed to get beat yesterday.
Yeah, chin on the line by a 25 to 1 shot, was it?
Funny enough, it comes out of a race which I've been urging the podcasters to follow. So the one horse out of the one race did the other horse which I napped and backed at the other good race. So that casualty race at Cork has worked out really well, and Jalika was 6th in that race. So of all the horses to come and do me, it was that one. But we got it back with KTT later on in the card, so it wasn't all bad.
Yeah, more impressive stuff from her, certainly.
That was a gift, that was. Yeah. That was an absolute gift at 5 to 4 in the morning. That should have been, well, it was 4 to 6, and that's the price it should have been.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a good bet at 4 to 6, the way it
true.
Was.
True, yeah, very true. And she'd been impressive, well, all through the latter stages of last year and early part of this year as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what route connections go with her, because they've still got obviously a flat campaign off that mark to play with, and you know, don't think she's too badly treating over hurdles as well. I wonder what they've got up the sleeve for her. She's going to be a fun mare to follow.
Yeah, she's got plenty of options as well. We'll take a look then ahead to the Dundalk card tonight. We start at 5:35, 8 races ahead of us on the all-weather. And the first race of the night is a 5-furlong maiden. Washington DC is the even money favourite. Gilan is 9-2, 11-2 for Spader. Chasing Tomorrow is 7-1, 10s by those. And only one of these has had a run under rules, Andy, and that wasn't particularly eye-catching. Where do you start with this?
We'd probably rule out the one who's had the previous run, who shaped okay, but nothing to suggest she's going to be good enough to win tonight. So we're dealing with the Unraced Brigade. Of course, we've got Washington DC, which is the first Ballydore juvenile run of the season from the first crop of Group 1 winning juvenile Zoffany. Obviously cost a few quid and nicely named, as a lot of all those Table, Stroke, Magnet, Derek Smith horses always are. Very flashy names. And every chance that might live up to expectations. But given that Michael O'Callaghan, A, is a very good trainer who I've been banging on about for quite a while. B, he's got a fantastic record here at Dundalk. And C, more importantly, he won the first juvenile race of the season at the Curra, in the shape of State of Emergency, with Emmett McNamara on board. He would have a fair line, or more of a fair line than most. What would it take to probably win this race? And because he's already won with one, he's got plenty of ammunition perhaps to work with that one. So I'm going to go with Chasing Tomorrow here. A colt by approval. Didn't cost a tidy packet, but that doesn't mean to say that it can't move at all at home. And with a dead eight runner race, I see William Hill gone 7-1 this morning. That would make some kind of appeal in a race like this. It wouldn't surprise me if there's plenty of money for this O'Callaghan horse. They usually come in for plenty of support. So let's go with Chasing Tomorrow in the opening juvenile race, each way at 7-1.
Chasing tomorrow then for Andy at 7-1. Shot already been backed in this morning from 8. The second race on the card comes up at 6:05. This one is a 5 furlong handicap. And Arcolina is the 2-1 favourite for this. Cappadocia is 11-4. 5-1 brought for a song. Rigid Rock is 6. Is 8-1 Serban Sky. And double figure prices the rest of them. What are your thoughts for the second race?
Well, it looks well between the front two in the market again, doesn't it? Arcolina and Cappadocia. Cappadocia got a revenge on Jane Foley's filly last time out, but that was largely due to the fact that she just got a better track position through that race than Aquilina, an old favourite of mine, and that was over 6 furlongs as well. I definitely think Cappadocia needs at least 6, if not 7, to be at his best. He's never yet won over 5 furlongs. Limited sample size, of course, but I do think Aquilina is a much better horse over 5 furlongs, and hopefully she'll get back on the winning track tonight. She's done nothing wrong in her last 5 or 6 starts. She's done the podcasters proud. She won 3 starts to go over tonight's distance, beating quite a few of tonight's runners. And as I say, even though she's got beat on her last 2 starts, it's largely due for the fact that she's been either drawn badly or just hasn't got the rub of the green. But she's back over her optimum distance tonight with a nice draw. So let's go with Aquilina. She's already been well back this morning, and I think she's a solid favourite.
OK, Aquilina then in the 6:05 round. At 6:35, we have a 6 furlong handicap, and Octavia heads affairs at 2-1. 9-4 for No Fear. Is She Bay or Grey is a 7-2 chance. 13-2 for Bobby's Girl. Lady Mandeville is 10-1. It's 14s bar those. Front two in the betting clashed here a month ago, Andy, with a No Fear beating Octavia on that day. There's been a £3 turnaround in the weight since. Is that enough to reverse the form?
Yeah, I'm not a weights and measures man, so I'm not taking any interest in the £3 here the other way. It's which one of these two has gone forward after that last run, which is more important. I tipped Octavia that night and suggested she could be a horse to follow. And she sort of left the carrot dangling a little bit with us the way she ran. Whether she's good enough to turn the form around, I don't know, because I do think William McCreary's No Fear is a nice sprinting type, and he's also showed plenty of speed throughout that race. And he could well be a tough nut to crack as well from the front. I presume Pat's Mullen will ride him similarly. But Octavia is very much a winner in rating project for me. She's still running with a dummy in her mouth. She's a bit of a stargazer. I definitely think all the abilities there, but everything needs to go right for in a race for me. She's a little bit of an awkward madam. It wouldn't surprise me if she turned the form around with No Fear, but I just think No Fear is the more straightforward of the two at this moment in time. So I'm going to stick with the form. I'm going to go with Willie McCreary's No Fear, who's bound to be difficult to catch once again from the front.
Okay, No Fear then at 9-4 is the pick for Andy. Next race on the card then comes up at 7:05. This one is a mile handicap, and Vocal Warm Up is market leader at 13-8. 6-1 for What's the Plot? Echoes of My Mind is 13-2. Absorbing 7-1. Same price coming at you, and it's Beachmount Whisper is 10-1. It's bigger prices the rest of them. And this Vocal Warm Up was an eye-catching second here, and that probably represents the best form on paper. Who do you like in the race?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I do think Vocal Warm Up is the one to beat. Was an eye-catching run as well, as you said, behind Song of Blood, the Aidan O'Brien horse, who got plenty of experience, of course, in that particular race. And that was the best run that Brendan Duke's Chargers managed in full start, suggesting that, A, she will improve, and more importantly, she obviously likes the all-weather here at Dundalk. She's up in trip as well tonight, and given the way that she finished the other day, that would be absolutely ideal for her. She should hold the form up with Absorbing, who finished third. And has got a great draw as well tonight. Stall 1 gives Kevin Manning the perfect platform to get this horse into a very good position. But at the prices, I'd probably just slightly prefer What's the Plot from an each-way perspective. You can back this horse at 6-1 with William Hill this morning. I just think that's a little bit more, there's a little bit more juice in that price, and we should see What's the Plot at least finish in the frame. He similarly to the favourite has had 4 runs, and its best run here came last time out behind Tomorrow Morning in quite a competitive little race, actually. I actually fancied the second that day, clutching at straws. And I think the value of that form is just as good, if not better, than Vocal Warm Up. So also got a good draw as well, right next to the favourite. So shouldn't get any excuses. She'll get a perfect toe through wherever the favourite is. What's the Plot will be tracking, you'd like to think. Like I say, 13-8, what Vocal Warm Up this morning. Perfectly respectable favourite, but a bit too short for me. So I'm going to go with What's the Plot each way to give us a more value and speculative run for our money.
Fair enough. The 7:35 is the next race on the card. This one is a filly's maiden over, a mile and 2 furlongs. Just the 5 line-up here. Who appeals from this quintet?
Yeah, it's got to be Fact or Folklore, really. There's not much to go on here. We've got Real Teal, of course, who's the only one who's had the form at Dundalk. And racing the blinkers first time. That could well improve that filly. But I'm going to have to go with Willie McCreary's 3-year-old, who caught the idea of the day at Cork, keeping on quite nicely under a tender ride from the back of the field to chase home one of Dermot Wells in the shape of Shazina. It wasn't a particularly strong race, but all the same, it still could be good enough to win a race like this. She was six on debut when Seal Etoile was well in behind Easter, who's thought of very much in pattern terms this morning from the Ballydoor camp. And I do like Willie McCreary's yard as well. I do think they're a stable worth keeping on the right side of. And stepping up in trip should suit this horse, certainly visually the way it ran and also on pedigree as well. So Fact or Folklore, decent run first time out. That should have blown the way to Cobwebs. Should be absolutely cherry ripe to take that 7.35 tonight.
Fact or Folklore then getting the pick in the 7.35. Next up at 8.05, we have another mile and 2 furlong handicap. Ballad Dancer is the 7-2 favourite here. Zali Man is 11-2. It's 6-1 for Bomber Jackson. House Limit 7-1. Tens bar those. Who gets the selection in this 8.05?
In a race like this, Sam, I'd usually go for horses who are most likely to run their race and give podcasters a run for their money. So I do like to put something up perhaps each way that is going to fit that bill. And the horse that falls into that bracket tonight is House Limit from the John Lurkin stable. A horse that never, ever runs a bad race. And indeed, has finished placed on three of its last four or five starts. Finished second last time out behind Bomber Jackson, but that was a decent run. And Bomber Jackson's got a modest draw to overcome tonight. That's the reason why I do think House Limit's a value bet against the Jane Foley runner. Bomber Jackson was drawn stall 6 that night, now drawn his stall 13. Whereas House Limit, who was drawn in 12, has got a much better draw. They've almost flip-flopped in their draws. And that could bring about a turnaround in the four. John Larkin's charge is drawn in trap 4 tonight. Doesn't win very often, this horse. But as I say, does go really well at this track. Stays the trip really well. Should get into a handy position early. And as I said, he's more than likely to give us a good run for our money at 7-1 with William Hill. House Limit gets the each way vote in the 8.05.
Fair enough then. The penultimate race of the day comes up at 8.35. This one is a maiden over a mile and 2 furlong. And Navigante is the 5-2 favourite. Cradle Mountain 7-2. 7-2 as well about Infinite Loop. Hurricane Cass is 4-1. Blue Skimmer 6-1. A fairly tricky maiden this is, Andy.
It is, yeah. I think Navigante just about sets the standard. Comes out really well on my speed figures. Very consistent type here at Dundalk. Finished third behind Charlie Bear period piece 2 starts ago. Then Upton Trip ran really well behind Indian Tomahawk in quite a fast time. Up another 2.5 furlongs tonight. That could well be another significant factor for this horse's chances tonight. But this is quite a hot little race here. We've got a Dermot Weld unraced newcomer. Obviously, that could be anything. Keep an eye on that in the market. Cradle Mountain from the informal Brian Stable. And you've got Val de Sol as well making his seasonal reappearance for Joe Lyons. But there is one in this race who I do think will improve markedly on its first run. It was an eye-catching run as well, and that is Hurricane Cass from the Tommy Stack stable. Tommy Stack's horses often stop season really well. Of course, he had the Irish Lincoln win as well several weeks ago, and he's got a nice horse here by Hurricane Run, who was very slowly away on debut in quite a hot little race won by Mickey Halford's Portage. I do think that horse is going to make up into a group horse this year. We've already seen Sacrificial and the Warrior finishing second and third in that race win subsequently this season, so I think the form's solid, and the way this horse finished its race off suggested it'll come on for the run and improve for a step-up in trip as a three-year-old. Perfect start for it tonight. Mile and a quarter on a decent surface tonight at Dundalk. And I'm really expecting big things of this horse tonight. 4-1. He rates the vote there. But do keep an eye on another horse in this race as well. A horse called Eco Eye, who comes out for a very fast time. I've got down in Tipperary the other day. One of my fastest races already on the turf was won by Radipur at Tipperary the other night. And this Eco Eye travelled really smoothly in that race. I don't think he's a 20-1 shot tonight. He definitely won't finish last. I think he's been overlooked by the bookmakers because he comes from a small stable, but more finish behind him than that finishes in front of him. So you'd probably do worse and chuck a couple of quid at him at 20-1. But the number one vote is very much Hurricane Cass.
Okay, fair enough then. Hurricane Cass in that one. The final race of the night from Dundalk to close off the 8-race card is the 9.05. This one is another maiden over a mile and 2. Dibando is the 3-1 favourite for this one. 4-1 for Captain Carleton. Mazetta is 4-1. 5-1 French Approach. 10's bar. A very tight looking heat this one, Andy.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But it's a race I really like. I like this from a betting perspective. I'm going to have 2 bets in this race. Classic case of lots of different form lines and different ways approaches into this race. Obviously, Di Bando is going to be hugely popular. He's only rated 75 on the flat, but he's 137 rated over hurdles. I think that's a little bit over the top, to be honest. I don't really know where the handicapper got that mark from. Perhaps when he finished second to Calcare in that grade 3, that was why he got such a high rating, but he was well found out off that mark when he only beat one home in the Fred Winter. I think he's probably more of about a 125, 130 horse at best. and there's been good money for him this morning, so you can half see that. You've got a couple of horses or several horses who've been running consistently well on the all weather, but they haven't got much scope for improvement, such as Mazzetta and Bamarco de Chalet and Saga Diamond, and also Mountain Kingdom. That they fit that bracket. And you're left with a couple that have caught the eye on more than one occasion here at Dundalk, and I'm going to select both of them. Captain Carlton's one, and Tennessee Waltz is the other. Now, Captain Carlton ran in that very strongly run race at Leopardstown back on the 8th of February. Went the way of Sort It Out from the Edward Harty stable, of course, went on to finish second in the county hurdle. I think this is really good form, you know, and Captain Carlton wouldn't have liked the ground that day. He's very much a fast ground action horse. And on his only run here at Dundalk, he chased home the Tommy Stack train, Robin's Choice, doing all his best work at the end. I think he's going to really appreciate the trip tonight. And he rates the number one vote, round about 4-5-1. And as I said, the second one's Tennessee Waltz. He missed a previous engagement here the other day through a late withdrawal, but his two runs have been very eye-catching over inadequate trips. Strongly run race or so. He's got a good draw, and I expect him to run well as well at 10-1. So from two against the field in the final race, Captain Carlton, if you can get a nice price about him in the morning. Also, Tennessee Waltz, I think I'll easily outrun his odds.
OK, fair enough then. A couple of selections for Andy then in the 9.05 to close the card. If you could just remind us, please, of your eight best bets for Dundalk's action on Friday evening.
Yeah, decent betting cards are not Dundalk. Kicking off with Michael O'Callaghan's two-year-old in the first race. He won the first two-year-old contest of the year. Maybe he might win the next one here with Chasing tomorrow. Aquilina, very solid vote in the 6.05. It pains me to go against Octavia in the 6.35 because I think long-term she's probably the nicest prospect here, but I just think Nofi is a bit more straightforward at this stage in his career and might well make all the running again. Vocal Warmut's definitely the one to beat in the 7.05, but I do like What's the Plot from an each-way perspective. Got to go with Fact or Folklore, ran an eye-catching race at Cork the other day in that 7.35. 8.05, bit of a trappy one. I'll put up House Limit each way at 7-1. I'm really getting stuck into the last two races there. The 8.35, really fancy Hurricane Cass. I'm going to have a little bit of a save on Eco Eye. And in the final race, my two against the field, I'll be disappointed if one of these two don't win. Captain Carlton, who is available to back around about 5-1 this morning. Also Tennessee Waltz at 10-1.
OK, there we are then. The thoughts of our Irish racing experts, Andy Holding, ahead of Friday night's action at Dundalk. And you'll hear every race live on William Hill's Racing Radio. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We've got Ayr, Fontwell and Newbury in the afternoon, Bathsuddle and, of course, Dundalk on Friday evening. So plenty to get stuck into on this Friday night. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and good luck with your selections at Dundalk.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.